greet each of you in Jesus' name this afternoon and welcome you to join with us in worship. There have been a number of athletes and actors in the past who, upon winning a championship or giving some kind of an award, gave credit to God for their achievement. In fact, one well-known football player, his name was Tim Tebow, upon winning a game, knelt down on the football field and offered a prayer of thanks to God, spawning a new verb called Tebowing, as a famous person and his activity of what he did. However, recently at the Rio Olympics, there was a young professing girl named Maya Dorado who, after winning 2 gold and 1 silver and 1 bronze award, was asked if she felt like her achievement was important in the eyes of God. And she shocked everyone by replying, "My God is powerful and in control, but I don't think he cares whether I win." It's interesting theology you get into when it's a God of victory in your sport. So if God doesn't care that an athlete wins, and we would probably kind of maybe agree with that, but if God doesn't care whether an athlete wins, do you think he cares any more about whether you're a prosperous business person or not? Do you think he cares if you're able to buy a new car? Do you think he cares if you're able to go from a rented house to owning a house? Do you think he cares whether you're an employee or an employer? If your answer is, like this girl, you don't think God cares, then what do you think God cares about? What do you think is important? Turn with me to Luke chapter 10, verse 25. Somebody else had a little bit of a similar question, and Jesus had an answer for it. And Jesus, as God's representative here on earth, has a lot to teach us. Luke chapter 10, starting at verse 25, says, "And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And he said unto him, What is written in the law? How readest thou? And he answering said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength, with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. And he said unto him, Thou hast answered right. Do this, and thou shalt live. But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, And who is my neighbor? Jesus answering said, A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at that place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him, and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow when he departed, he took out 2 pence, and gave them to the host, and said unto him, Take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Which now of these 3 thinkest thou was neighbor unto him that fell among thieves? And he said, He that showed mercy on him. Then Jesus said unto him, Go, and do thou likewise. Sometimes maybe we think that that was a New Testament teaching. This is something that's new that Jesus shared with us as the way to walk. But he quoted from the Old Testament when he asked this question. And it's surprising when you look at the law, how much of the law actually is in relation to the people that you meet and the people that you work with. Let's turn back to Leviticus chapter 19. Leviticus Leviticus chapter 19 and start reading at verse 9 and think about how these verses relate to this question about how to relate to others. And when you reap the harvest of your land, thou shalt not wholly reap the corners of the field. This is 19 verse 9. Neither shalt thou gather the gleanings of thy harvest. And thou shalt not glean thy vineyard, neither shalt thou gather every grape of the vineyard. Thou shalt leave them for the poor and the stranger. I am the Lord your God. Ye shall not steal, neither deal falsely, neither lie one to another. And ye shall not swear by my name falsely, neither shalt thou profane the name of thy God. I am the Lord. Thou shalt not defraud thy neighbor, neither rob him. The wages of him that is hired shall not abide with thee all night until the morning. Thou shalt not curse the deaf, nor put a stumbling block before the blind. Thou shalt fear thy God. I am the Lord. Ye shall do no unrighteousness in judgment. Thou shalt not respect the person of the poor, nor honor the person of the mighty. But in righteousness shalt thou judge thy neighbor. Thou shalt not go up and down as a talebearer among thy people. Neither shalt thou stand against the blood of thy neighbor. I am the Lord. Thou shalt not hate thy brother in thine heart. Thou shalt in any wise rebuke thy neighbor and not suffer sin upon him. Let's drop down to verse 33. And if a stranger sojourn with thee in thy land, ye shall not vex him. But the stranger that dwelleth with you shall be unto you as one born among you, and thou shalt love him as thyself. For ye were strangers in the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. Ye shall do no unrighteousness in judgment, in midyard, in weight, or in measure. Just balances, just weights, and a just ephah, and a just hin shall ye have. I am the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt. Therefore shall ye observe all thy statutes and all thy judgments, all my judgments, and do them. I am the Lord. We find also then in Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 49, says, Behold, this was the iniquity of thy sister Sodom. Pride, fullness of bread, and abundance of idleness was in her and her daughters. Neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor and the needy. This young girl, when asked about this question, she said that she didn't think that God was so concerned about it. She said, I think God cares about my soul and whether I am bringing his love and mercy into the world. Can I be a loving, supporting teammate, and can I bless others around me in the same way that God has been so generous to me? I think God cares very much how we reflect him who are made in his image as we go about from day to day. I don't think that he's so much concerned about my new house as how I went about achieving to get that new house. How did my interactions go with the people when I purchased it? The way that we do our business as we meet, I think, is much more important to God as God, through us, meets the world than whether we actually have a new house or whether we won a game. So maybe as we go forth this coming week, maybe we can think about that maybe God isn't as excited about how big our paycheck is as how we've affected the people that we've met on the way of getting that paycheck. Let's stand for prayer. Dear God, in your love and your mercy, we stand here this afternoon before you, realizing that you have given us a very high calling of reflecting you, reflecting your image, reflecting your love, your care, as we meet the people around us, as we interact. And I just pray, Lord, that you would give us your grace and mercy in such a way that we could reflect that truly, so that as people meet us, they would have thought that they have met with Jesus himself. Lord, I just pray that you would be with us through this service this afternoon. I pray you would bless Brother Daniel as he ministers to us, give him words. And I just pray that in everything that we do, that you would strengthen us and prepare us to continue to serve you as you would call us to. So be with us now, I pray, in the name of Jesus, our Savior. Amen.